This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. Parshas Kisetze. We know we have the episode of the Yifas Toyar, where somebody's going to war, and we know that when someone is going to battle,
I need help here.
So the passions are flaring, and it becomes very difficult to conquer one's desires. And the Torah actually makes an allowance that if somebody sees a Yifas Toyar, a beautiful woman, they're permitted to take her. And Chazal call it Lo Dibra HaTorah Ela Kineged Yetzahara. The Torah only speaks opposite the Yetzahara. What does that mean? The Torah acknowledges the strength of the Yetzahara, the power of the Yetzahara, how difficult it is to overcome. And the Torah makes allowances. In fact, Rav Yechezkel Abramsky would always open up the new Zman by quoting this Chazal and saying that Rabbeisai, let a person never think that the learning of Torah or the performance of mitzvahs is beyond their capability. Because if something would be impossible, the Torah would allow it. As we see from the Yifas Toyar, that this is a challenge that's too difficult to overcome, and therefore the Torah says it's permitted. So whenever something's too difficult to overcome, the Torah says, go ahead, gesunte heit. But everything else that the Torah says is forbidden, whatever other expectations the Torah has of us, we have to fulfill, because that means we're able...
You have to mute everybody again. Somebody came on.
Because this is something that we're able to overcome, because if we weren't able to overcome, then the Torah would not allow it. Okay, or the Torah would allow it. Now, I want to focus for a moment on the language of Chazal. Loi dibra ha-Torah ela kineged ha-Yetzahara. So the question is, the language of Rashi should be, the language of the Gemara should be, dibra ha-Torah kineged Yetzahara. The Torah speaks corresponding to the Yetzahara. What's loi dibra Torah ela kineged? Why the double negative? Just say straight up. Say the Torah is addressing the Yetzahara. Why does it say loi dibra ha-Torah ela kineged Yetzahara? So it's interesting, in the Sefer Pninim Yikarim, he brings down from the Kilas Moshe, based on the Gemara Nedarim, the wife of Rav would cause him distress. He would ask for scrambled eggs, she would make him pancakes. He would ask for pancakes, she would make him waffles. So she wasn't cooperating. So the Talmidim says, why do you show her respect and honor? So Rav says, what do you mean? She does her job. Isn't it enough, Chazal says, isn't it enough, Rav says, that she raises the children and she saves me from sin? So she fulfills her two primary objectives. She saves me from sinning, and she's Megadel es Habonim. So says the Kehilas Moshe, let's think for a moment, that a typical woman, is supposed to accomplish this for her husband, namely, that she saves him from sin and she raises the children. But when it comes to the Yifas Toyar, the fact that she could only fulfill one of these objectives, because she's not going to raise the children, in that she's going to produce a Ben Soira Umayra. Like the Chazal say, that somebody who marries Yifas Toyar will have a Ben Soira Umayra. So her only thing she could accomplish is save you from the Yetzahara. That's what Rashi means. Loi dibra Toyra ela kineged ha-Yetzahara. The Torah is allowing you to marry her because what the Torah has in mind is what she will accomplish for you is she will save you from the Yetzahara only. That will be her only accomplishment for you. But in terms of Megadelis es Habonim, that is not applicable to Yifas Toyar, and that is because she will ultimately be cause a Ben Soirer Umayra. Okay. Now, the pasuk continues, V'haya imloi chafatztaba, and will be if you don't want her. Rashi says the pasuk is promising you that, yes, marry the Yifas Toyar, but you're going to ultimately hate her. So the question is, and the Mizrahi asks, how does Rashi know, and how do Chazal darshan, that the pasuk is promising you that you will ultimately hate her? Where in the pasuk do we see any into any intimation that you're going to ultimately hate this woman. It says, and it will be if you don't want her. Where do you see that the Pasuk is promising that you will divorce her? So in the Sefer Pninim Yukarim, he brings down from Rav Gavriel, the Avbezdin of Nikolsburg, and Rav Nassen, in the Sefer Lachsos Benoyim Hashem that you gave me, he brings this down from the Beis Shmuel on Evan HaEzer. Very interesting idea. There's a fundamental. Last night I went to a wedding. I hope everything turned out okay, because after the chuppah, the inspectors came, and they made everybody leave. But we know that there's a difference between a ksuba and a get. In the ksuba it says, Be'echad, b'shabbos, b'shnei masar, l'chodesh, yeah? It says month, chodesh. In a get, it says yerach. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, it says new by the taking her. Uksi, and it says, Geresh yirachim. By gerushin, in other words, like this, by marriage, it says, Gerush isha chadasha. Marriage, we have the word chodesh. But gerushin, we have the word yerach. Geresh yirachim. Umera, Geresh yirachim. So that means by get, it says the word yareach, and by kedushin, it says the word chodesh. So question, over here, it's talking about marriage. It says, ulakach aloy leisha. So why does the pasuk say you'll stay with her yerach yomim? Why does it say yerach over here? We're not talking about divorce. We're talking about marriage. So says Reb Gavriel Avbezdin of Nikolsburg, the fact that the Torah uses the word yerach, which is usually used in the reference to get, to gittin, that's a signal word that ultimately you're going to come to hate the woman and you're going to come to gerushin. So last night I was speaking to Yedidi Hagoyin Rav Meir Bronstein, who is the Rav of the Aguda Far Rockaway, and he told me a question that he posed to his class and a vart that came out of it. Really spectacular. We know the Gemara tells us what is the meaning of the episode and the parsha of Ben Saru Moira. It's almost an impossible scenario because Chazal say that the father has to have the same exact voice as the mother. V'loy shama v'koyloy, that the child did not listen to its voice, that the father and the mother have the same voice, and the kid has to be of a certain age, and the parents have to be of a certain stature. And there's so many qualifications of Ben Sarah Moira, it seems impossible. And the Gemara says, Ben Sarah Moira loy hoya v'loy nivra. It never was. It never existed. It never happened. It's a fairy tale. So why was it written? What does the Gemara say? Elajroish v'kibelschar. Darshan it and receive reward. Meaning, the purpose is that don't think Torah is only to know what to do practically. There's a concept that Yibon Hashem wants you to learn, just to learn, for learning's sake. Not to be anything, not to know anything, just for the sake of learning Torah. And therefore, it gives us an episode to learn that never happened. So I don't understand. Why did the Gemara, if the whole reason for the episode of Ben Sarah Moira is just to learn something that never happened, I mean, the Torah could have made up any outlandish story to learn that never happened, right? The Gemara could have told once upon a time the media spoke the truth. So the Gemara could have asked, it's not true. They don't say one thing that's true. Whatever they say is distorted and the exact opposite of reality. So Gemara could have said, you're right, but Jerosh v'kibol schar, you're right, the media doesn't say anything that's true. They're all, you know, employed by the liberal parties. But what could you do? Jerosh v'kibol schar. The Gemara could have, the Torah could have picked an infinite number of impossible scenarios and stories that never happened, that can't happen, to learn, to get schar. Why dafka this story? So Rabbi Bronstein said he asked his class, and a bachar, I think he said his name was Meir Simcha Sperling, said the following idea. What's the story of a Ben Sarah Myra? That there's a kid who he has these bad practices. He's overindulgent in meat. He's overindulgent in wine. He's stealing. And they take him to Bezdin. And the parents say, this Jewish child, there's no hope for this Jewish child. So the Torah says, learn that, but no, loy haya v'loy nivra. That never existed. There is no such thing as a Jewish child. That is so rotten and so bad to the core and so off that we could bring him to a bezin and say, he's hopeless. There's no such thing. Ben Saru Mayra, loy haya v'loy nivra. That's why we picked this scenario. No, that this story is a fictitious story. It's a made-up story. There is no such thing in Judaism as a child who's beyond hope. That's a pretty remarkable interpretation. Okay, so those are just three ideas. And then I have a sheet. And we'll start with that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.